Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Destination, y'all.
Yeah.
Now listen, it's almost Christmas, and we know that we're on your wish list this year.
Absolutely.
Yes,
now
yes.
Check it out. The LA team and Portia off today. They're getting their final shopping done for the holidays, and y'all better be bringing us back some good stuff.
You
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now listen, we got you covered, and we have one of our favorites with us. You see on Sister Circle and Married to Medicine. It's the one, the only Quad Web in the building. Now, as we approach the end of the decade, that is right. It's not just the year that's ending, but it's also the 2010s. So to celebrate, we're going to be taking a look back at the craziest, funniest, juiciest stories of every year of this crazy decade. And we know we already covered 2010, and now we're going to be moving on to 2011, all right? It was a crazy year. We're going to talk about everything that was happening with Oprah Winfrey and her show and Beyonce's first of many big announcements. But first, what you got, Brat?
Well, there were a lot of celebrity weddings in 2011. We had Reese Witherspoon, we had Seth Rogen. They got married that year. But anyway, so did many other celebs like Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton. But as big as those celebs are, it was all about two weddings. Do y'all remember which two?
I don't.
2011?
Yes, honey. First up, there was Kim Kardashian. Remember, she married the basketball player, NBA player, Chris Humphries. Now, it wasn't Kim's first wedding. Spoiler alert. It wasn't her last one either, though, okay? The wedding took place on August 20th in 2011 in Montecito, California. And no, it wasn't at Oprah's house. There were 450 guests, and the wedding was filmed for a two-part ETV special. Now, their wedding bliss was short-lived because Kim filed for divorce just 72 days later, irreconcilable differences.
Ew. Were y'all surprised?
What did he do to her in 72 days? What did he do to her?
He just...
What he didn't do to her, that's the question, honey.
He just seemed, I'm sorry, dorky.
Yeah.
He just seemed not hip enough for her. He was like, okay.
And he wasn't all that black, honey. She like a black man. He wasn't that black.
So makes sense. Because like before him, she was with Reggie Bush or something like that.
Was Reggie first?
Yeah, Reggie, but Reggie was before that. So you had to have somebody notable.
Was Ray J after Reggie Bush?
No, Ray J was before.
Ray J was first.
Oh, he hit it first.
Mm-hmm. He hit it first.
Okay.
Yeah. But could you imagine being Kim Kardashian just laying down in your big old bed and thinking of all the black men that just came through?
Anyway, y'all, moving on the other hand, we had the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. Princess Diana's son married his sweetheart on April 29, 2011, and it was a major event. The wedding took place in Westminster Abbey in London and included a carriage ride and balcony kisses, darling. Mm. But do you really remember who stole this show? It was Kate's sister, y'all.
Yeah.
Remember that? It was Pippa Middleton, and she may have been carrying Kate's train, honey, but it was Pippa's caboose that everybody noticed. Toot-toot.
It's great, because, like, by American standards, that's like a small booty, but in the UK, that's a fanny.
Right.
You know?
No. Right.
And it does absolutely nothing for me.
It wasn't impressive for me either, because black women got asses.
Right.
That's just the bottom line, and you know, and we do.
We totes.
Yeah. We totes.
We totes, baby.
All these weddings seem like such a blur. Like, I remember the Chris Humphries and, like, you know, Kim Kardashian one, but, like, I know so many white people in sales that stayed up overnight to watch the royal wedding.
And record it.
And for me, you know, just give me the clips online. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Now, what is a 2011 recap without a good clapback, all right? Let's talk about best clapbacks in 2011. Now, Rihanna and Ciara had been pitching together and seemed to be friendly up until 2010. Mm. But in February of 2011, Ciara was a guest on the late Joan Rivers show, Fashion Police, and she said this. I ran into Rihanna recently at a party. She wasn't the nicest. It wasn't the most pleasant run-in. Well, Rihanna, back when she was, like, super savage, like, super Saiyan savage, like, you know, Dragon Ball Z style, she said, my bad, C, did I forget to tip you? How rude of me.
Ooh. Did she play her like a waitress?
Ooh. I miss the old Rihanna. Like, people forgot, like, how, like, you know, like, Rihanna used to just be gunning people down on social media.
Yes.
And just saying whatever. Now she all, like, controlled and, like, corporate. And, like,
she's mature.
She's grown so much.
I want her to be immature. I need this level of savagery back on my timeline. Where's, like, smoking weed in Barbados, topless Rihanna from back in
she's
the day?
She's got a billionaire now.
I was going to say that. That's when she was a
she
hood
has the billionaire
girl.
Attitude now,
that's
daughter.
Right, honey.
And not even
and she
just
has Fenty and all these other
come
things
on,
going
sis.
On. Like, she's mature. She's into her she's own.
A, she has her
she
own empire
now. She can't do it, head crack.
I just missed that.
Don't egg that bad behavior on.
Anyway, the two singers went back and forth, taking jabs at each other, but Rihanna finally apologized, and she tweeted, Ciara, baby, I love you, girl. You hurt my feelings real bad on TV. I'm heartbroken. That's why I retaliated this way. So sorry, hashtag let's make up.
Oh, I like that. Aww. That's just so sweet.
She was Colombian for that tweet. Shout out to Rihanna for growing up and doing what I refuse to do and become a mature person.
Hi, Rihanna.
Well, all right, honey. Now, y'all know, honey, I love a good scandal, baby. Ooh. And, honey, 2011 had one of the best ones ever.
Oh, God, what
baby,
year?
Baby, Arnold Schwarzenegger, honey, and Miss Maria Shriver, honey, they split up after 25 glorious years of marriage and four children together. Because Arnold, honey, fathered a child by that family-made, honey, Miss Patty Baina. Now, turns out, baby, Miss Patty Cake's son, honey, Joseph, was born just 5 days, honey, after Maria and Arnold's son, little Christopher.
Ooh, the shade of it all.
She met the Sperminator.
And while Maria was down there doing some kind of charity work for the community, baby, Miss Patty was like, oh, no.
She's doing the charity work at home, darling.
Now,
we always hear our friends say, oh, honey, don't bring in a young nanny. You better go get you an older woman. I don't want to be old. I need her to be 60-some years old, honey. And I need her not to know how to dress and looking like Hagelina Magdalena. Hmm. Well, then, that's Hagelina.
It clearly didn't matter.
It don't matter.
It does not matter.
You guys just need a little heat.
Huh?
You said that like it could be between two pieces of bread.
You could be around an unattractive person long enough to where they look good. You could find all the redeeming qualities in them.
That's drunken night.
They ought to, like, get to the condoms.
He didn't get to them, honey.
Nope.
He did not.
Yeah, he was too slow.
Oh, my God.
And his son looked just like him, too. And he worked out with just, this and that, but I don't like. He works out with this son.
He looked like the patch. Mama
yeah,
and the dad.
If they would have went on Maury's show, they wouldn't even test him. They'd be like, get out of here.
No, get out of here.
Your kid.
Yeah, it's your kid.
All right, now, that wasn't the only scandal of 2011. Bad boy Charlie Sheen was frequently seen with multiple women he referred to as his goddesses.
Mm. Oh, Lord
and you
Jesus.
Remember, he kept ranting and raving about winning, and the New York Times even referred to him as a crack-smoking prostitute frequenting Mr. Sheen.
Ooh, when the New York Times reads you.
All okay.
Right. After what? 8 seasons, the 2.5 Men star was fired after admitting the drug use and talking smack about the show that paid him $1.8 million per episode.
Oh.
But anyway, Ashton joined the show in Charlie's place, and he ended up doing 4 seasons, you know, in his place while he worked on himself.
Let's just talk about this $1.8 million per episode.
$1.8, yeah.
I'm confused why you couldn't get it in order. Like, I would have been all the way in order.
But just imagine if you have all these vices, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? And you're getting paid all this money, and, like, you get to magnify your vices to a million. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you used to throw, like, you know, moderate parties when you was making $100,000 an episode, now you have, like, you know, 10 times that and then some. So now you extremely wildin'. You can get, like, drugs like Uber. Like, he was having Uber to his house before Uber Eats and delivery was a thing.
No, like, for real. Yeah. He was just having car services bring them.
Okay. Yeah.
The limo services.
He was like, when he had rum and coke, he like literally had rum and coke.
Ooh. Mm.
But the thing is, though, here we are here on Dish Nation. I would like to get paid $50 an episode, honey, and I wouldn't talk. This man was getting paid $1.8 million and talking much about the show.
Yeah, oh, my God. We would protect the check.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, coming up next, I want you guys to stay tuned because Oprah. No, she's not here. She's not here. She's not in the studio. But we're going to play a little game, and we're going to talk everything Miss Winfrey. You don't want to miss it. Stay right there.
Dish Nation.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up? What's up?
Yo, can y'all believe that Oprah Winfrey's show wrapped in 2011?
Oh, wow.
Really?
Man, we get so young. Well, we're about to dish out some serious trivia and test your knowledge about the Oprah Winfrey show. So get pumped up, y'all, because Oprah would be pumped if she was here. So this is how the game's going to work, right? You're going to be playing against each other, the three of y'all.
Okay.
This is your first time playing a game with a squad. These two get very competitive. Watch them, too, especially
they
that
haven't
one,
met me
right?
Yet.
So I'm going to ask you a question. You have to write your answer down on the board and hold it up. The person who comes closest to the correct number without going over gets a point. Y'all got
okay,
it?
We got it. Yeah, we got it.
All right. So no looking, no pulling out, no phones, no cheating. All right, so question number one. How many cars did Oprah give away on her show? Gary's already ready. Quad got hers, Brad got hers, and same time, flip them over. 150, 100, 300. The actual answer is 551.
Who
gets a car? Who gets a car? Who gets a car? Who gets a car? Who gets a car? Who gets a car? Who gets a car? That's a lot of cars.
She gave every audience member. Her audience have over 300 in the audience.
I didn't know. I was thinking about the seat.
So what do we do? Like, so what's up? What you do?
So you got a point. That's all.
Okay,
so
you got one point.
That question.
One point.
Yeah, you got that, Gary.
Okay, cool. Well, congratulations on getting your first point. It's not over yet, all right? So what year did Stedman Graham make his first appearance on the show?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Y'all playing games now.
You gotta get close as you can without going over. Think about when the show started, think about when the show ended. And how gray his hair was at the end versus how it was in the beginning. All right, everybody got an answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, same time, flip them. 1994, 1990, and 1999. Well, the correct answer is 1987, making Brett the closest.
Woo!
You get a point.
Ooh, yes, okay. You get a point, you get
that
a point.
That was so close.
Now. How many pounds of fat did Oprah wheel out on that red wagon back in 1988 after going on her liquid diet?
Ooh.
She came through with it on a little red wagon.
I remember that.
Just for creative, dramatic effect. Okay. Gary got his brass ready to rock. All right. One, two, three. Flip them. 250, 170, and 200. Well, the correct answer is 67, what? Making Brat the closest because she had 170. So you all have 2 points. You're ahead of the game.
All
right, cool. Last but not least,
I'm not doing
how
well
many
at
daytime
all.
Emmy Awards did the Oprah Winfrey Show win? No other types of awards, just the Emmys, the Daytime Emmys. No Peabody Awards, no NAACP, no BET Soul Train Awards. All right, flip them. 10, 22, 30. Wow.
Come on, Handcrank, it's killing us.
The correct answer is actually 10. No, I'm sorry. The correct answer is 16. Gary's the closest. He got 10. So congratulations, you won.
Thank you. Yes,
congratulations.
I love Oprah dearly.
Not you know, more than me.
But the thing is, you guys are both tied. You both got 2 questions right. Quad, you got to come back again. But you know what? There are no losers. So in the spirit of Oprah Winfrey, you get a call.
Ah.
You get a call.
Hey.
And you get a call.
Oh,
I'm
no.
trying to tell you.
Like
everybody gets a call.
You got
there are no losers.
Huh? You got got a Bentley?
Nah, only thing I got left is a Taurus.
Oh, wait, well, you can
well,
keep
thanks
that.
Thanks for the Maserati.
No
I
problem.
Like your Porsche.
I have both.
Hey, yes, thank Oprah.
Congrats, y'all. All right, coming up, we have more highlights from the year 2011. You don't want to miss it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
All right, 2011 was crazy. It was a crazy year with big announcements and surprises. Now, Beyonce always knows how to put on a great performance, but her 2011 VMA performance will always be the one to remember. Now, we saw how she cradled her belly while on the VMA red carpet, but it was the end of that performance where she let the world know that we were all gonna be aunties and uncles because she and Jay-Z were pregnant with their first child. Let's take a walk down memory lane.
Outstanding about that was Lady Gaga.
Looking like the Fonz.
Exactly.
Hey.
But looking back at it, though, it was cheesy, though, her doing that.
Why?
Because you would think that she was full. You know, like, oh, I just ate a good meal, Jay-Z.
No, she probably had planned that, and it just worked just how they wanted
it. Because the speculation was kind of there before the performance jumped off, so that really solidified it. Mm.
I thought that the crowd was going to go extremely wild when she dropped the mic, and it just didn't come across that way.
It stayed on the same level.
Yeah.
They just like...
Well, Jay-Z and Kanye was excited.
Yes.
They had enough energy for everybody.
Yeezy was
them
very...
Them two and Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Yeezy was happier than Jay-Z was. Like, Jay-Z was very reserved in his happiness, and Kanye was like, yo, y'all having sex?
Oh, Kanye gave
him
a back
massage. They used to be so close.
I missed that.
Yeah. Well, Kim wasn't married to Kanye yet, or was she?
No, they weren't married yet.
They weren't married yet.
She married Chris Humphries. Oh,
okay. That's true, yeah.
So they were still boys and just really happy.
Yeah.
I missed that. It was a good relationship. Yeah. Really?
All right. Well, moving on. We all love ice cream, right? Well, one rapper loved this so much that he decided to get it tatted on his face. That's right. Y'all remember Gucci Mane when he got the famous ice cream cone tatted on his face? Now, that was the tattoo of the year, and it was a cone with 3 scoops of ice cream with the word burr on it. Now, this was adventurous, because this is, like, right before everybody started doing tattoos on their face, and it became, like, such a commonplace thing. And this became so popular that they actually came out with, you know, filters on social media where you can put your own tattoo on your face, and this is the most popular one.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't know that.
Me either. Yep. Okay.
But, like, what do you think?
He was serving up a few scoops.
Like, what flavor you think that ice cream is?
I mean, Gucci doesn't even look the same anymore. Like, he looks like a completely different person.
He sure does, huh? He's like a new person. New woman, new look. And I think the flavors are Neapolitan. And I would think, though, looking at it, he put it because he was deprived as a child from ice cream. They were poor, and he couldn't have ice cream, and he decided...
Now, come on now. The ice cream truck rolled through the streets of the hood.
They were poor. They couldn't afford it. He liked chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. They were all...
I'm going to go with Negropolitan.
All right, coming up, just when you thought this singer and actress finally got her love life together, boom! The breakup that shocked everyone in 2011. But you gotta come right back after the break and for that tea.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Now, 2019 has been a great year for my girl J-Lo. She got engaged, and there's talks of her winning an Oscar for her new movie, Hustlers. But in 2011, can't say that that was the best time for her, because that year she was with Mark Anthony, and they had to put an end to their 7-year marriage. Yep, everybody's favorite Latin couple broke a lot of hearts when they announced they were getting a divorce. Were any of y'all surprised?
No, not really.
I was surprised when they got married.
Me too. Yeah. I personally wasn't crazy about them together. Like, you know, us black people,
like
I wanted
type.
Her to stay with Diddy. I wanted them to work it out. I can't even lie. I did.
And he had that controlling look in his eyes.
Mark did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he just doesn't seem, like, even in stature, he just doesn't seem like puny, like a shrimp. Like, she's too much woman for him.
I felt like that, too. But, you know, they got kids together and stuff, so we can't bash him too bad.
But I'm glad that she's happy. This new relationship with A-Rod is
a great
bounce back from every other relationship.
Yeah.
yeah. she's been with.
And yeah. he's from her same culture.
I think that's more the same. I think they're equally yoked.
Yeah,
I do.
And he seems really laid back. He seems grown man. It's like he...
Exactly.
Like, A-Rod would beat, like, this other guy to death. Like, Mark Anthony?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't stand a chance.
It looked like he'll fight due to windmill.
You want some more of me?
Hell no.
Yo, Quad, thank you so much for hanging out
pleasure,
with us.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
Yeah,
and yo,
always.
Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow and dish with us because we're going to be tackling 2012. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.